I'm joined here by Glenn Swillies, Cormac Callaghan. Cormac, 14 points to 2-6 victory over Clonmacnoise. A good championship victory for you, your second of the campaign. What's the feeling after that one?
Yeah, definitely any championship win is a good one, regardless how it comes about. Listen, it was a sticky one there. And in fairness to Clonmacnoise, they never backed down right to the very end and peppered us with a few high balls. And a few balls came off fingertips and could have went anywhere. Thankfully, we got our hands on them. And listen, we move on to next week. You'd feel for Clonmacnoise there, like after a probably heavy enough defeat last week, they put in some shift. But listen, that's how championship is, ruthless. And we're just delighted to get out of that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, I suppose, the narrative going into last week against St Noel's was that you were going to be right up against it. You won comfortably. I suppose today people thought that you were going to win convincingly. And here, a dogged Clonmacnoise team asked questions right to the end. And, you know, I'm sure you'll take a lot of lessons from that game.
Definitely. What you say, it's narrative, but that's all narrative is narrative. Like, and that whistle goes at the start. You know, Clonmacnoise aren't going to lie down. We're not going to lie down. Listen, the game's played on the pitch. Not on paper, you know, that's just how it is. Like, listen, fair play to them, put it up to us. And that's, listen, we've had sticky days in the past ourselves and come out and managed to put runs together. And maybe in days gone past, we might have lost that game there with a sucker punch. And you mentioned St Noel's there, we got hit with a sucker punch a couple of years ago. So we're all too aware of that. And championship games can slip away from you very quickly. So we stuck at it today and we're happy enough for the 2 points.
Yeah, I suppose. Gary and the boys, they probably weren't happy with how things went in the first half. They were quick to make changes. You had 5 men, including yourself, that came off the bench and helped to get there over the line. And we've seen the boys there all running at the end. Like, I would say the competition for places is fairly stiff here.
It is. It's a 20-man, or maybe even more now when you consider training. There's probably 24, 25 boys, you know, really looking to get in there. And the 20 that come on, competition now is massive. Like, we had a number of long-term injuries. 3 or 4 of them come on today that were out long term. So listen, Tuesday's going to be interesting when we get back at it. But I think that's the best way to be. Like, if you're comfortable in a position and think you're going to get the jersey handed to you, you're probably in a bad place. But thankfully, we're not at that stage.
Yeah, so looking forward to the draw now in an hour or two.
Definitely. I might head to the water here. I might not hear it, but yeah, whatever happens, happens. Listen, I like that format, to be honest. Personally, I like it as a player. I know some people don't, but I think it keeps it interesting week on week, like, definitely from a playing perspective. So yeah, wait and see.